Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Doing it. Wow. And we want God to bless us. I want you to think about that. We always like to jump on Adam, saying, what if he wouldn't have ate? But I'm telling you, we are in the same position. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou should not eat? What has God commanded you not to do? And you're doing it. Good Lord Almighty. Wow. Now note, God comes to Adam because he had gave the commandment to Adam. Adam, we know, told his wife, because in the conversation between her and the serpent, we see that she knew the commandment. Now, one interesting fact for your Bible study is verse 3. Listen to verse 3. I wanted to just bring this out. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Drop me a line on this. I'd like to get your thoughts. But verse 3 says this, "But of the fruit of the tree which in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Well, where did the touch it come from? I don't know where that came from. I don't know if Adam told her not to touch it. But if you look in Genesis chapter 2, God simply told Adam not to eat from it. So Eve added, "Thou should not touch." Now, the question that we're getting to, those are three questions. Here's the final question that we see. Look at verse 12, Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. "And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." My wife called this Adam throwing her under the bus. What we see here is Adam is blaming God. He's blaming Eve, or I should say the woman. He's blaming Adam. He's blaming God. He's blaming the woman. And he's not blaming himself. Do you know people like that? They never do anything wrong. We see here clearly that Adam disobeyed God. But he tells God this, "The woman whom thou gavest." Wow. So Lord, you put her on me. And then he's saying, "I did eat." So Adam is blaming everyone except himself. So then we see the final question that comes up. Look at verse 13. Verse 13. "And the Lord God said unto the woman," boy, listen to this, "what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." See, he's passing the buck. But the question that God asked the woman is, "What is this thou hast done?" God is asking you today, you call yourself a child of God, and he's asking you, "What is this that thou hast done?" You know, I guess that's the question why it's called woe man. You know, probably could spell it W-O-E man. Woe, because the woman has brought something terrible in. She had listened to the wicked one, and she passed it on to her husband, and he did eat. And there we have it. Sin is passed upon all men. I want to be clear here, and you need to understand that Adam knew what he was doing. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.